Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Inspire small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need. But there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
Welcome back. It's 34 After. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. My pleasure to continue to be with you. And as before we move on a little too much further, I want to welcome a couple of stations that into our family of affiliates. AM 1110 out of the great city of Houston, also 1130 AM out of the great city of San Antonio, a couple of outstanding Texas communities and great radio stations down there, 1110 out of Houston and 1130 out of San Antonio. Welcome aboard, glad you're part of our world. We got our good buddy Jorian Clark back with us. Jorian is a good friend of ours. She's been a member of our Brain Trust now for a long time. She is one of our top online technology experts. She's taught us so much over the years. Her company is called Spectracom, and she is one of the world's experts on the virtual world, and she's here to talk to us about, folks, when you heard me talking about earlier about the new era, the new world that we're moving into, the one that's going to look a lot different than where we've been, what Jory's working on is part of that world. It was not part of where we've been, but it is going to be part of where we're going. Jorian Clark, welcome back to the show.
Well, good morning, Jim. It's always hard to follow those introductions because I listen and I think, who is he talking about?
Well, your mom always writes up good stuff for me. So, and I always read it.
Certainly, don't get it from my kids.
And I know all about that too. yeah, my kids are the ones. That's my humbling. They're my humbling effect. You know about that. Hey, Jory, I've been telling the audience, as I said a second ago, that in my long career in the marketplace, I don't think I've ever seen a time when where we're going is going to look as different, so much different from where we've been. What I've been saying is that 2009 has simply been a buffer year, almost a throwaway year, between where the past and the future. That we're learning about in 2009 is that things are going to be different in 2010 and beyond. But in my opinion, the real new era begins January 1, 2010. What do you think?
Yes. I often think about when I was a child, I would go to the department store with my grandmother, and she always was a little hesitant before she stood on the escalator. And in talking to my mother, she said, well, you know, she's seen horses and buggies be replaced by cars,
right,
and so on. Well, we're not going to be stepping on the escalator. We're going to be stepping on the launch pad.
Right.
And so it really is important for us to understand these trends because they're really not that far away.
And the thing is that some of them are already here, and where some things were slow to be adopted, some of these things, new things are happening because of the young people are so. They're such digital natives, as we call them. They're going to be driving these things, aren't they?
Yes. And the other thing that we may not like to hear is we really aren't competing with the store down the street anymore.
Right.
We're really competing with others in the world.
Around the world.
And we don't like to think about it, but frankly, aspects of Asia are far outstripping what we're doing here.
But that's the bad news. But here's the good news. 95% of all the customers in the world are outside of America.
Yes.
So that means there are billions of people we can do business with.
Yes, absolutely.
And we can reach them just as easily as our competitors can reach them.
Yes, absolutely. And you can be a very small company. You don't have to be a mega.
Exactly.
Company.
Exactly. No question about it. And so folks, so I guess we keep coming back to the Chinese curse, Jory, and that is, may you live in interesting times. Boy, howdy, are we living in interesting times. And one of the biggest elements of that new world, this new era, is the virtual world.
Yes.
Which you're right in the middle of. You're in the whirlwind of this virtual world. Tell us, remind the audience what the virtual world is.
Sure, absolutely. What a virtual world is basically a simulation of things that happen in the real world. And to experience that, the user makes an avatar or mm-hmm. a character of themselves. They create a house for themselves. They put together family, virtual pets, friends, and then they explore a universe.
Are there virtual golf courses and golf clubs in that? Would my swing be better in the virtual world, do you think?
Well, you know, I have to tell you, you probably, if you are like my avatar, you're a little bit less heavy than I am, and there are no rules.
A little thinner. I think I like this already. Stand by, Jerry. Go take a quick break, folks. We're going to get Jerry to talk some more about the virtual world and what it means to you and me and to our future. It's part of our future, folks, whether we know it, whether we like it or not. Twin Tales, stay with us. Welcome back. It's 17 till the hour. Little Jimi Hendrix bringing us back. That's a cover of a Bob Dylan song, "The Watchtower Along the Watchtower." I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you for checking it out, using it to your advantage. We built it just for you. If you've got some time, all you need is 5 seconds. If you show up, we got something you can do there in 5 seconds. Heck, some of it you might could do in 3 seconds, and then all the way up to 15 or so minutes, and anywhere in between on any topic under the small business sun. Check it out at smallbusinessadvocate.com. And also, if you want to follow me on Twitter, I'm at Jim Blasingame. Oh, and don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get to my website. Jory Clark is with us, folks. Jorian Clark is the founder of Spectracom, spectracom.com. And we're talking about the virtual world, Jory, and what it means to you and me, why it's going to be part of our future if it's not already. And Jory, when we went to the break, you were telling us about the virtual world, about how the fact that we're all going to eventually, some of us now already, but all eventually will have our little virtual counterparts, our virtual alter egos, right, and our virtual existences, which we will use not to live our lives, unless I can get a better golf game there, but to interact with other people in the world, right?
Yes, yes. And I think
including people we do business with.
Yes, absolutely. And some of the advantages that the virtual good really offers is it gives the ability to simulate an experience with your product or your service.
Hmm.
And so
how so? How would that work?
Okay, absolutely. I'll give you an example. We have and let me back up 1 minute and give you two other facts. Back in Business Week, an article on June 16th forecasted where the virtual world growth was going. And they talked about in 2009, the global population of virtual world users was 186 million.
Hmm.
By 2015, which is really just 5 years away, it's going to be 640 million users.
Wow.
And that's really driven by not just the youth, even though right now, if you talk about them in terms of tweens and teens, there's 125 million on now, and in 2015, there'll be close to 400 million.
Mm-hmm.
But even the adults are moving in that direction.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have provided a very simple experience to get people to understand that. And it's actually showcased right now on the Discovery Communications Planet Green website.
Which is?
That is at planetgreen.discovery.com.
Okay.
That's the cable television channel that has a lot of interesting television shows on it.
Planetgreen.discovery.com.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. Uh-huh. And it's just the Discovery Planet Green channel. So if they're watching the Ed Begley show or any of those things.
So they can see the virtual world there. Some people are nostalgic for a time when we just did things face to face.
Yeah.
We picked up the phone when we were authentic in our presence, just literally being in front of someone, shaking their hand, pressing the flesh, you know, let's do lunch, that kind of thing. Being human beings, what is there is there going to be some resistance to the virtual war because of that? I mean, I have to say I'm a little, I've got a toe back in that nostalgia myself.
Yes. Well, I think the reality is we don't just communicate with a handful of people in our village anymore.
Yeah.
We really communicate with a large amount of people. And so the fastest, best way to do that is from your own chair.
So are you saying that we'll be able to, for example, if we meet a new customer and we know what most initial introductions are going to be like, the questions are the same, that kind of thing, we can sort of fast forward through that. We can multitask with other people, with all these new people we're going to meet, and by using the virtual world.
Yes, absolutely.
Is that how it would work?
And if you think in terms of simulations, you know, a lot of a product purchase is about understanding how to use it. And so if you think, for example, we have Sub-Zero refrigerators in our virtual house,
right,
that you can find. You can understand what the size of everything is. You can,
right,
understand the energy consumption that it has.
So basic product demonstration, services explanation, all the standard questions can be answered in the virtual world while we're in our real world are dealing with closing the sale.
Yes, absolutely. So
and of course, the point is this, when everybody's doing this, it's more efficient and the customer is okay with all that.
Yes. It's like now having an infinite showroom.
Yeah.
Because it's no longer just place-based. And, of course, you know that's one of, we look at five trends that are driving a lot of this. One of them is user involvement with the marketing communications message.
Right.
That's the whole social network phenomena. It's real-time communications where you're not just sending an email, waiting for a response, sending an email,
right,
waiting for a response.
Right.
It's the ability
which I do sometimes when I go on a website and I don't have the answer,
yes,
that I need, and I send them an email, and a couple of days later I get it back.
Yes. It's also about place-based information download and upload. So if, for example, with the refrigerator experience, if I took a picture of where I want to put it and upload that, now as a customer service person, it's a lot easier for you to describe,
right,
exactly what model should go in that,
right,
in that location. It's also about global competition in that, as you mentioned earlier, your customers are just not the people that used to walk into your store.
Right.
Your customers are really all over the
place. And they're already a lot smarter than we were in the old days.
Yes.
How many times do we walk into a business and sometimes we know more about the product than the salesperson does?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. Folks, the customers have control. And when we come back, I want to talk about the adoption of all this, the adoption curve, and the process of having this and the traditional going on at the same time. Tintel, stay with us. The late, great James Brown, ladies and gentlemen, the godfather of soul. Welcome back. 7 Till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Having a great visit with our good friend Jory Clark. Jory and Clark is the founder of Spectracom.com. And Jory, tell us how we can find some more about the virtual world.
I think probably the best thing is to actually experience it.
Yeah.
And there are hundreds of virtual worlds out there right now. And you can find somebody who's under the age of 30 and sit down with them.
Maybe probably more even like the under the age of 15.
And I think the most interesting thing is, because we're in the process right now of building a virtual world for those of us that are over 35.
Yeah, I qualify.
And the most interesting thing is the fact that they're hesitant to try things. Whereas those who are under 15, I call them monkeys on typewriters.
Oh, yeah.
They just click buttons until they see what happens.
Oh, yeah, that's
right.
They have no fear, do they?
Yeah, right, absolutely.
It's amazing how they can find stuff.
I would say probably the best way for people to start getting involved is to think about what do you have that is a product that you would want to make a virtual good from. And that's really just a representation, whether it's a static image or whether it's an animated image. what product would you like to have people use in their virtual worlds? If you're a service-oriented company, it would be, the question would be, is what is the concept that you spend a lot of time explaining to people that you would like to be able to show
to
them?
And to automate.
Explain them. Yes.
And to automate so that you didn't have to do those basic things. You didn't have to hire somebody to do that over and over again. You know, Jory, here's one thing I want you to help us with. We've got the traditional marketplace. Somebody opens the door, the bell rings, you hear somebody come in the door. Hey, hi, can I help you? What can I do for you today? Blah, 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 the old way. Then we've got the new way, which is the Internet, and I call it the new way because it's new compared to traditional. 50% of small businesses still don't have websites. I know that's preposterous to me. I know it is to you, too, but they still don't have websites. And then we're also trying to get small business owners to start building online customer communities, which is my term for social media. And that's some new recent research shows that that's being resisted by a lot of small business owners. And now comes the virtual world. The point I'm trying to tell people is, folks, you don't have to conquer all these things. Just have some element of this. You know, of course, you've got to have a website. You got to get online. But you don't have to. You don't have to be a leader. Just be part of the environment. What do you think, Jory?
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely, absolutely. You know, I think the challenge is always a thought that I have to own something.
Yeah.
You know, and
have to
really,
beat somebody.
In the virtual world, it's a lot better just to rent a location than it is to own a location.
Yeah.
And then all you have to do is be an expert of your product or service. And you can turn to someone else, and they can make sure that it interacts correctly. But really, virtual worlds are going to be the compilation of social networks and websites.
Mm-hmm.
Because, again, that's where a user can now not only read about your product or service or tell others about your product or service, but they can actually interact with your product and service.
Now, I've been saying something recently, Jory, that I wanted to ask you about. I've been saying that your website is going to be less of a destination and more of a distribution center in the future. So is it possible that from the virtual world standpoint, that not only will we be sending people emails saying, hey, you know, here's some information that will help you, and also, by the way, here's a sale we have going on, but you'll actually send them an avatar?
Yes, yes. Yes, and you'll actually send them virtual goods. I mean, it already blows a lot of people's minds that I talk to, but people are paying real money for virtual products. And they do that right on Facebook.
Wow.
For example, you can look at a very popular game application called Farmville, and people are purchasing seeds to plant in their virtual farm. Now, it's only, you know, 50 cents, $2.
Yeah. Yeah.
But nonetheless, if you imagine, they have 60 million players.
Wow.
Say even only a tenth.
Somebody's making money selling virtual seeds. They're my heroes, Jory.
Absolutely.
tell me the name of that company. I want to invest in it.
Yes.
Because I know they don't have any fertilizer expense. Hey, Jory, give us that website again, please. Tell us how we can find more about the virtual world.
Sure. What I'm going to do is actually send you to one.
Okay.
So we're going to send you to one that's a family-oriented virtual world at kidscom.com.
Okay.
KIDSCOM.com, and register and make an avatar.
Kidscom.com. Take your kids with you, folks. I've been telling you about Kidscom for a long time. Hey, Jory, thanks for being here. Good job today, as always.
Thank you, Jim.
We'll see you next time. One of our favorites, folks, Jory and Clark. She'll be back. I will be, too, but it'll be tomorrow. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.